I have a pretty important spiel to give today, and that's about risk management and knowing yourself. Sounds really boring, really crusty, but probably the most important thing I've learned. And I'm working with a coach right now, and even after doing it for quite a while, I'm learning a ton of new stuff about how to manage myself better. I've always been good at making money and finding new ideas, but I've struggled sometimes with holding on to that money in the past and going on larger drawdowns, getting too aggressive. And some people have the opposite problem where they wait for all the stars to line up and they're not aggressive enough. We all have different strengths and weaknesses, but a good friend of mine who I regularly to this day talk with about trading, he worded it to me one time when I was in a bind where I had my positions were way too big. I kind of liked what I had, but they were just too big for my risk tolerance. They were moving against me, and he said, well, how are you going to feel if it goes down to these prices? Because you have a, you can look at the chart, and it's a pretty good chance that it's possible, maybe a 30% chance that the stocks that you're in could go down to these various prices, and he lifted some prices off. And I looked at the chart, and I thought, well, yeah, that certainly is possible. How are you going to feel when that happens? And that's basically the question you have to ask. Are you going to puke all your stuff and feel sick to your stomach and angry and you want to quit the business and never do this again? Then you're probably trading way too big. If you feel like you're excited for it to go down there because you want to buy more, well, that's a pretty good place to be, I think. And when the market starts to turn down like it is right now, and I'm not saying it's going to go down or go up. I have opinions on it, but that's just, you can look around and have, everyone has an opinion about things like that, and that you're not really going to make money with that kind of chatter. You're going to make money by being very specific and sticking to a strategy that you've developed or that you've learned from someone else that really fits with what you're doing. And like, I have a few strategies I use. Each strategy will change with the market environment, but for the purposes of this podcast, it's about really identifying where is that breaking point for you where you're going to start to get emotional and not feel good. And so go look at your books, see what you have on, and can you withstand something that has a good chance of getting to that area? And I looked at some of my stuff yesterday and a little bit today, but luckily I did more of it yesterday, and I thought, well, I like a few stocks that I'm in right now, but I'm kind of worried about the market. I see there's a lot of narratives and stories with Elizabeth Warren winning and the market's scared, the impeachment and Iran and the trade deal and all this stuff that could just go away very quickly and we could go back up. But stuff just kind of looks like it's in no man's land a little bit, and we could have a more vicious sell-off if some of those stories pick up. So I looked at my stocks and I thought, if some of these go down to where they probably could go, I'm going to feel pretty crappy and give back a lot of my year, and it's not going to feel good. So I need to take my position sizes down. So I took my position sizes down at this point, 40 or 50% and everything. And I might even go a little further. But so now my positions are small enough and the market's rolling over a little bit here where if it keeps going down, I feel like I can buy more at the spots I want and wait for an opportunity. And I have a lot of cash on hand. If it goes up, I don't really care that I got out, because if it goes up, volatility usually goes down. We settle into a little bit of a range, and then we find more opportunities and more trades come up, and I get reinvested later in different trades. Because I'm not a money manager. I'm not sitting here always long the market. I'm trading. Sometimes I'm short, sometimes I'm long, sometimes I have more cash than others. So they're just opportunity tickets for me, really. And I don't want to burn those tickets by camping in something when the market's going down. So asking that question for each of your positions and how you're going to feel, and look at your account, what's going to happen if all those positions go to those prices at the same time? Because you know that's what happens. They always test you. And a lot of times it's like, oh shit, this is going to feel awful. Well, make the move now then, because you're going to have to make it later, so you might as well make it now. And you reload and you live for the next day and you keep building that way. I think that keeps you out of that disastrous scenario. And this has nothing to do with making money, but it's got a lot to do with keeping it. And the other thing is the opportunity cost psychologically. If you take yourself out of those bad positions, not the stock positions, but the emotional risk management position that can hurt you, when you take yourself out of that position, you feel really good about the next couple of trades, and you can take them and make that money back really quickly. Even if you bungle it a little bit and you get out at the low, it's fine. I mean, it's actually strengthening your discipline muscle, even if you're getting out at a spot that isn't that great, because you're protecting yourself from a blowout. I think that's a responsible thing to do.